Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Ukrainian President Zelensky, British Minister to the United Ambassador to the United States, Peter Mandelson, said,
after what happened on Friday, it's clear that we need to bring the United States and Ukraine back together again.
House Speaker Mike Johnson suggested that President Zelensky resign if he's not ready to pursue peace. A federal judge overnight ruled the Trump administration's firing of the head of a watchdog agency was illegal. Special counsel Hampton Dellinger has been reinstated, sets up a likely appeal. Evacuations near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, because of a 1,200-acre wildfire that's burning. No buildings have been destroyed. There has been damage. Tonight, Conan O'Brien hosts the 97th Academy Awards. This is ABC News. More U.S. troops are heading for the southern border, says ABC's Alex Perche.
A new wave of troops gearing up to deploy in the coming weeks, bringing the total to around 9,000. Among the forces being sent, Stryker armored personnel carriers and an aviation battalion. Authorities insisting the troops are only there to support Customs and Border Patrol. These deployments, part of President Donald Trump's border policy. They come as migrant numbers at the southern border have been trending downwards, roughly 61,000 in January, the lowest number of encounters there since 2020.
Former governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, who resigned the office in scandal in 2021, is launching a political comeback. He announced that he will run for mayor of New York City. And our partners at ESPN report Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred's considering reinstating Pete Rose. He was placed on the permanently ineligible list in 1989 for betting on baseball. That ban has kept Rose, baseball's all-time hits leader, out of the Hall of Fame. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 29 degrees at 1203. Look for sunny and some high clouds today. It'll be staying tranquil with a high of 38. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 23 and clouding over and warmer tomorrow. A 30% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle by afternoon with a high of 48. And once again in Richland Center, it is sunny and our current temperature is 29 degrees.
It is true that Hub City does not have an Astrodome, but it does have Turbo's Bar and Grill. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday Night Fish Fry featuring shrimp that hits the spot. Savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. And stop by for lunch. Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Today is Sunday, March 2nd. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. A group of American citizens and immigrants are suing the Trump administration for ending a legal tool presidents have used to allow people from countries with wars and political instability to come to the U.S. temporarily. The lawsuit filed Friday night seeks to reinstate humanitarian parole programs that allow in 875,000 migrants from Ukraine, Afghanistan, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela who had a U.S. legal resident for a sponsor. President Donald Trump has been ending legal pathways for immigrants to come to the U.S. and implementing campaign promises to deport millions of people who are in the U.S. illegally. Wisconsin Republican congressman has introduced legislation that would repeal a federal program that provides funding to states to build their electric vehicle infrastructure. Wisconsin was awarded over $78 million through the Biden administration to develop fast charging stations across the state. So far, $23 million has been allocated for 53 of those stations, including the first few in Chippewa Falls, Menominee, and Ashland. The bill from Congressman Tony Weed could cost Wisconsin about $55 million allocated for the EV chargers. Many dairy farmers and processors are feeling the impact of the Trump administration's funding freeze. Rebecca Sweeney with the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative has been a successful program. It reimburses small businesses for investing in their futures.
This program has made their business more resilient. They've added jobs. They've created new products. They've expanded into new export markets. They've returned greater value to their farmers.
Sweeney says USDA has confirmed the funding freeze. Sweeney says DBIA has 88 Wisconsin awards in process with nearly $6.5 million in outstanding promised reimbursement. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez spoke to a crowd at Bosco Bell Bowl and Banquet on Wednesday night. Our path forward was the theme of the evening as she highlighted the success of rural election gains in the Wisconsin Senate and Assembly during the 2024 election season. Rodriguez said it was the work of local Democratic parties that generated the success of statewide elections. She further emphasized that rural voters are the soul of the Wisconsin State Democratic Party. Rodriguez said the continued success of the Wisconsin Democratic Party lies in being able to reach neighbors on common ground and make room for disenchanted voters who share the same values. Rodriguez shared her thoughts about reaching out to people who know and that it's not facts and data that make the difference, but the relationship between you and your friends. Diversification of messaging covering all media platforms will be key to attracting younger voters to the message of the Democratic Party. The event was hosted by the Democratic Party of Grant County and drew individuals from surrounding counties as well as the state of Iowa. In honor of National Nutrition Month in March, the Richland Hospital and Clinics is sharing practical advice to help you embrace healthier eating habits, even when you are dining out. This year's theme, Food Connects Us allows clinical dietitians Ty Mulholland, Grace Dunman, and Lindsay Hatfield to focus on changes you can make during celebrations or a simple Friday night fish fry with friends. Mulholland says dining out doesn't have to mean straying from your health goals. Even small changes can make an impact. The team came together to share their favorite recommendations from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics for dining out. Think about your food choices for the entire day. If you're planning a special restaurant meal in the evening, have a lighter breakfast and lunch. When ordering, look for words like baked, braised, broiled, grilled, poached, roasted, and steamed for healthier options. Battered fried, pan-fried, buttered, creamed, crispy, breaded foods are better to avoid or have less frequently. Ask for the bread or chips to be served with your meal, not before, to help you avoid filling up too fast. Sneak in more veggies by starting with a soup or leafy green salad. Consider a salad with grilled chicken or seafood as your main course. Tune in to TRHC's Facebook and Instagram pages during the month of March for more tips from the clinical dietitian team. The 2025 Money Start Wisconsin Scholarship Contest is now accepting essay submissions from graduating Wisconsin high school seniors. The contest is hosted by the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions in partnership with Edvest 529, Wisconsin's direct sold 529 College Savings Plan, and the Wisconsin Coalition on Student Debt. The all Wisconsin high school seniors who are graduating from high school this spring and planning to attend a Wisconsin college or university this fall are encouraged to participate in the scholarship program. Students must compete on an application and write an essay answering this year's Money Smart questions for a chance to receive a scholarship in the form of a $1,000 contribution to a new or existing Edvest 529 account. Members of the coalition will review and score the students' essay submissions based on how well the students have estimated their higher education costs, identified funding sources for paying for those costs, including explaining how the financial aid process works, and formulated plans for managing their finances, schoolwork, and any job responsibilities while staying focused on their academic and career goals. For more information, review the 2025 Money Smart Wisconsin Scholarship Contest webpage or send an email to debtsmarts.org. The deadline to apply is midnight, March 7th. WRCO News time is 12:12. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
It's been said, a goal without a plan is just a wish. This is Nick Hodge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. It's our goal to provide your family the very best service possible. That goal is the easiest to achieve with planning. Our plan is helping you pre-plan your arrangement. Plans can be as simple or as detailed as you desire. We'll help you create the service you desire and make sure your plan addresses all your concerns at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Are you or a loved one looking for a home that blends independence with the support you need? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex where care, compassion, and community have come together for 60 years and counting. At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer private spacious apartments in a community designed for active living and peace of mind. Enjoy a home of your own with access to personalized care and services, all within a safe, welcoming environment. From meals prepared with care to social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, our team is here to help you live your best life with the independence you want and the assistance you need. Discover the difference of living at Schmidt Woodland Hills, where compassion and care are always close by. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Make Schmidt Woodland Hills your new home, where independence and support go hand in hand.
Currently, it's sunny and 30 degrees at 1214. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Special Quail Study in Richland County. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a full-page article in the Muscadet Progressive, dated February 27, 1975, three areas in Richland County, one of them just across the Wisconsin River from Muscadet in Orion and Buena Vista townships, have been selected for a new and unique Department of Natural Resources study as a game management project. A long-term management program for bobwhite quail is being started. For this project, three Richland County areas have been selected. The area nearest Muscadet takes about 63 sections of Orion and Buena Vista townships in the areas along the Wisconsin River from Muscadet to Gotham and north from Highway 60. DNR game management personnel estimate that there are 20 to 30 coveys of quail that exist in that area, and the goal of the project is to raise and stabilize the quail population to what would be 40 to 50 coveys. What is a covey, you ask? A covey is a small party or flock of birds. History has shown that one in every four winters in Wisconsin is severe enough to cause serious quail mortality. At present, the only plan in the area is the feeding program, which will be carried out on private lands in cooperation with the landowners. The main management effort will be directed at what is known as the Marshall Management Area, which includes 60 sections in the vicinity of Gillingham. The unique thing about this pilot program is that it will be the first such program that's carried out on private-owned land at the state of expense in Wisconsin. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering Tipsaukee.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. Members of the Historical Society enjoy reminiscing with the Achy Breaky newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history, the sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance and access to the Achy School Museum. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. Memberships can be mailed to Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, apartment number 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. You can also learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO News Time is 12:17. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place. Hunting. Searching. Scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
Today is Sunday, March 2nd. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend, died Tuesday at Aspirus Wausau Hospital. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Felton Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 11 until the time of service at noon. Rudy Dobbs is survived by his children, Tracy and Kevin Matz of Racine, Heather and Tim Meadle of Phlox, and Alan Dobbs of Townsend. 9 grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, brother Randy and Jeanette Dobbs of Rural Richland Center, ex-wife Rita Dobbs of Antigo, and other relatives and friends. Rudy Dean Dobbs, 79, of Townsend. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with words of remembrances at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler is survived by his wife, Sue, and 2 children, Rebecca and Paul. Richard Dick Sadler, 74, of Lone Rock. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center, died Friday. Funeral services will be held at noon this Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held at a later date in the Pleasant Ridge Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Maureen Keene is survived by her husband, Johnny, 3 children, Cynthia and Vince Fairchild of Birchwood, Merriman Jr. and Susan Keene, and Marlon L. and Judy Keene, all of Gillingham. 6 grandchildren, 6 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, sister Myra and Keith Deckert of Richland Center, brother Lauren and Janine Kepler of Marshall, and many other relatives and friends. Maureen Keene, 90, of Richland Center. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday from 9 until the time of the service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Kent Friedland is survived by his wife of 50 years, Alice, 2 children, Grant and Shanda Friedland of Spring Green, and April and Lance Smithy of Richland Center. 7 grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Lucille Friedland of Florida, and Cindy Friedland of Minnesota, and many other relatives and friends. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorials may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dorothy Baroker is survived by her sister, Donna Olson of Onalaska, brothers and sisters-in-law, Ronald and Mary Garvis of La Crosse, and Kenny and Sandy Baroker of Richland Center, and many nieces and nephews. Dorothy Ann Baroker, 93, of La Crosse.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Hope you're having a great Sunday, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, beautiful sunshine across the region today with high pressure in control. As that high moves off to the east, we'll see a return flow of moisture coming in from the central and southern plains the next couple of days. Could lead to a little drizzle tomorrow, but more substantial rain likely Tuesday into Tuesday night as a strong low pressure system spins out of Colorado and tracks right up towards southern Wisconsin. We could see rain amounts upwards of an inch through Tuesday night. Meanwhile, where just slightly colder air exists, there could be a swath of heavy snow from northern Iowa through eastern Minnesota into northwest Wisconsin. By Tuesday night, that could linger into Wednesday morning. Some of those areas could easily see over 6 inches. We'll all have high winds to deal with wrapping around the storm as well. Winds out of the northeast at first becoming north and northwest by Wednesday morning could be gusting up to 35 and 40 miles an hour. Somewhat cooler air filtering in for the second part of the week. Looks like another disturbance will slide just south of us on Friday. Might bring us a touch of snow, so stay tuned for updates. Now for the rest of today, look for sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures in the upper 30s. Southwest wind between 2 and 7. Partly cloudy tonight, low 23. Tomorrow, clouding over and warmer with a high of 48. 30% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle by the afternoon. Wind south to southeast, 7 to 15. Areas of light rain Monday night, low 36. Tuesday, cloudy with occasional rain, heavier late, high of 51. Wednesday, light rain to turn to wet snow by late morning, ending in the afternoon. An inch or two of slushy snow is possible, windy with a high of 39. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 41. And Friday, cloudy with a good chance of snow, accumulation likely high 37. Saturday, some sunshine returns with a high of 39 degrees. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you.
Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and 31 degrees after a morning low of 6. Yesterday's high was 27, and we received a trace of flurries. Record high set back in 1822 and also in 2024 is 62 degrees, with a record low of 34 below set back in 1962. Last year's high was 62 with a low of 33. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:51. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:35. Winds are out of the north northeast at 6 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.22, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 31 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
If you've been waiting to hear Macy's Winter Clearance, now's the time. Get everything you've been eyeing all season long at prices that are worth the wait. How good? Think 40 to 70% off coats, sweaters, boots, and more. Plus, come in and get an extra 20% off all your clearance purchases. That's up to 75% off. So if you've been waiting to treat yourself to something cute and cozy, hurry into Macy's now, because you're not the only one ready to score amazing winter deals. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Another Wisconsin State Individual Wrestling Tournament is in the books with a look at how local wrestlers fare. Here is WRCO's Bill Twining.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament was held over the weekend at the Kohl Center in Madison. A record crowd. It was sold out for the weekend, so good performance. The 82nd annual WIAA State Individual Boys Tournament. It was the fourth tournament since the girls began their state tournament series, and the third time they have joined the boys at the Kohl Center. Highlights included a number of area wrestlers winning state titles. Riverdale has its 20th state wrestling champion. He is junior Grant Matthews, who won the 285-pound final in Division III with a pin over senior Bodie Brockhoff of Isle Grant Highland. 3:36 the pin time. Grant Matthews wins the state title, becomes the first champion for the Chieftains since Braden Rowan in 2016. Riverdale had two others in the final, sophomore Lakota Brewer at 132 pounds and junior Brody Meese at 138, but both were denied a state championship. Meese lost his in overtime and is now a two-time state runner-up. Earlier in the evening, Isle Grant Highland posted its 20th and 21st state individual champions. as senior Tyson Imhoff and junior Jackson Bussey went back-to-back at 157 and 165. They are the first state titleist for Iowa Grand Highland since Drew Hennessy in 2019. Bodie Brockhoff, a senior, also placed second. The place winners include senior Gavin Hinderman, who was fourth at 190 pounds, and sophomore Brock Hinderman, who was fifth at 150. Mineral Point has the most individual state champions in the entire state, now 58, as seniors Cade Rule and Rowan Carey both claim state championships. For Rowan Carey, it was his fourth time to the state championship match. He was a three-time runner-up before winning in convincing style in the championship at 144 pounds. Cade Rule followed that at 157 pounds with his back second state championship. So Carey and Rule bring to 58 the number of individual state titleists for the Mineral Point Boys Wrestling Program. Delia Collins for the girls reached the state final in that tournament, but fell shy in the 126-pound weight class in the girls' event. For the boys, three other place winners. Freshman Memphis Burkhalter was fourth at 106 pounds. Freshman Liam Carey, sixth at 120. And sophomore Jacob Dannenberg was sixth at 150. Richland Center senior Ethan Haiti, the winningest wrestler in the program history, is a three-time state place winner after finishing fifth at 120 pounds. Ethan lost his opening round match, then came back with three straight wins in the consolation bracket to capture the fifth-place medal. Ethan Haiti, a senior for Richland Center. Teammate Madeline Muller, a junior, lost both of her matches in the girls' tournament. River Valley did not have a state qualifier this year. Ithaca Weston had a pair. Seniors Nolan Waldner, who placed sixth at 165 pounds in his second appearance at the state tournament, and senior Caden Coleman, who failed to place in the 190-pound division. Boscobel Wazika Steuben, represented at state by senior Lexi Lathrop in the girls' division, she failed to place. North Crawford Seneca had three wrestlers at state. Two earned medals. Sophomore Frankie Groom was third for the girls at 132 pounds. Junior Sawyer Swigum was fifth for the boys at 215, while senior Jaron Grimsland, in his second trip to state, failed to place. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative also did not have a wrestler at state this year. Fenimore was led by three-time state champion Tristan Stelt, who took the title at 165 pounds. For Dodgeville, Håkon Peterson of the Dodgers won his third straight state championship, winning at 144 this year. Shane Rashan, a sophomore at 113 pounds, who captured a title a year ago, was back in the finals but fell to Colton Bolig of Evansville and placed second. Both Rhett Spurley, a sophomore, and Nathan Johnson, a junior, won their fifth-place matches for Dodgeville. Darlington Blackhawk had two wrestlers at state. Owen Zeprud completed his second straight unbeaten season and wins his second title, while Ross Christ, a senior at 215 pounds, placed sixth. Prairie du Chien had a couple of place winners as well, including a state champion, Blake Terry, at 215 pounds as he dominated in his championship match. Senior Jack Simmons also reached the finals but finished second for Prairie du Chien at 285. Belmont Platteville has a state champion. She is Kaylee Davis, a senior. She finished out the tournament with a win in the 235-pound weight class. Dylan Weigel of the boys also reached the finals but placed second. Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle won his second state title. Evansville had the most individual champions of any school with three: Colin Fry, a sophomore, Colton Bolig, a freshman, and Danny Heiser, a senior at 157 pounds, who won his fourth state title. There was one other wrestler who becomes a four-time state champion, Koji Campbell of Kenosha St. Joseph. With Danny Heiser and Koji Campbell, there are now 31 four-time state champions in the boys' tournament history. The girls had a chance for that. However, three-time state champion Haley Krieger of New London lost in the semifinals on Friday night. However, Taylor Whiting of Lena, a junior, is now a three-time champion for the girls, hopes to be the first four-time champ next year. other girls champions in the state tournament over the weekend included from our extended area, Riley Hanrahan, a sophomore from Black River Falls, and Kimora Hunter, a sophomore from Adams Friendship. In addition to Haley Krieger of New London, six additional reigning or former girls state champions were denied winning another state title over the weekend. Speaking of four-time state champions, the boys have a chance for two of them next year as juniors Hocken Peterson of Dodgeville and Kellen Wolbert of Oconomowoc each won their third state title on Saturday night. Repeating from the area, state championships won by Grant Matthews of Riverdale, Tyson Imhoff and Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland, and Rowan Carey and Cade Rule of Mineral Point. For WRCO Sports and David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Also yesterday, the WIAA girls basketball regional finals were played. All the winners of last night's games advance on to the sectionals, which will be played on Thursday night. And yesterday in Division 5, it was Oliva Strum defeating Kickapoo by a score of 55-46. Also, Blair Taylor beat Alma Pepin by a score of 46-42. So on Thursday, it will be Oliva Strum taking on Blair Taylor, and that game will be played at La Crosse. Also in Division 5, it was River Ridge losing to Schulzberg, that by a score of 42-34. And also Barneveld beat Belmont by a score of 43-35. So on Thursday, it will be Schulzberg taking on Barneveld at Prairie du Chien. In Division 4 action, it was Cuba City beating Mineral Point by a score of 82-50. And also Belleville beat Argyle Pecatonica by a score of 61-58. So it will be Cuba City taking on Belleville on Thursday at Lancaster. In Division 3 action, it was Prairie du Chien beating Platteville by a score of 44-27. And also Edgerton beat Turner by a score of 50-34. And so Edgerton and Prairie du Chien will play on Thursday night right here in Richland Center. In Division 3 action, it was also in Division 3 action, I should say. Wisconsin Dells beat Altoona by a score of 43-28. And it was Elk Mound over Bloomer by a score of 75-41. And Wisconsin Dells will take on West Elk Mound on Thursday at Arcadia. And in Division 2, DeForest beat La Crosse Central 44-43. And it was West Salem defeating Onalaska by a score of 63-43. So on Thursday, West Salem and DeForest will play at Portage. Yesterday in Big Ten men's basketball, number 16 Maryland beat Penn State by a score of 68-64. It was Oregon over Southern California 82-61. Minnesota beat Nebraska 67-65. And Indiana beat Washington 78-62. The number 11 Wisconsin men's basketball team will start the month of March with a road contest against number 8 Michigan State today. The game is a top 3 conference matchup and carries heavy seeding implications with just 3 games left in the season. The two teams have faced off 156 times in the past, with Michigan State leading the all-time series 86-69, including a 50-17 edge in games played at East Lansing. Tides have turned for Wisconsin in recent years, however, having won the last 3 games played at the Breslin Center and 5 of the most 8 recent games overall. And that game is currently underway, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 AM 1450, online at WRCE.FM, and also on the Civic Media app. Elsewhere in men's basketball in the Big Ten today, it will be number 15 Michigan hosting Illinois, with that game getting underway at 2:45. And in women's basketball today, the Wisconsin women's team is playing in Iowa, and that game will tip off at 3 o'clock. Other women's games in the Big Ten that will be played today, it will be Ohio State at Maryland, Purdue hosting Indiana, Northwestern hosting Nebraska, Oregon at Washington, Illinois hosting Michigan, and Penn State at Rutgers. Giannis Antetokounmpo had 29 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. Damian Lillard scored 28, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Dallas Mavericks 132-117. Gary Trent Jr. added 20 points as the Bucks won for the sixth time in 7 games. They have surged into fourth place in the Eastern Conference. Kyrie Irving scored 31 points for the shorthanded Mavericks. Dallas is trying to stay afloat in the West playoff race until Anthony Davis returns from a groin injury, possibly by mid-March. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich took a step forward yesterday in his return from back surgery by playing in a game for the first time since July. Yelich was the designated hitter for the Brewers' 9-4 Cactus League victory over the Texas Rangers. The 2018 NL MVP went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and an RBI. The 33-year-old Yelich has last played in a game on July 23rd. He went on the injured list later that month and underwent surgery in August to remove the damaged part of a disc in the spine. And the Brewers are in Cactus League play today as they will be taking on the Cleveland Guardians. 2:05 is the first pitch for that game. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
100.9 WRCO. Blue, oh, so lonesome for you. Why can't you be blue over me? Ooh.
rolling straight up.
I see you got yourself a little bit of denim wedding. My brand new buckle just a fitting. Well, where I come from, you gotta win it. You're all boots, no cowboy. You got a great beard, you never sweat it. Bet there's a hard day's work you didn't finish. You ain't got it by now, you never get it. You're all boots, no cowboy. I need a Marlboro man with some big rough hands and an old Dodge Ram in the driveway. Got charm like Southern, he's a real good lover, and he takes me to town every Friday. I need the real country can't be bought.
I see you got yourself a little bit of denim wedding. My brand new buckle just a fitting. Well, where I come from, you gotta win it. You're all boots, no cowboy. You got a great beard, you never sweat it. Bet there's a hard day's work you didn't finish. You ain't got it by now, you never get it. You're all boots, no cowboy. I need a Marlboro man with some big rough hands and an old Dodge Ram in the driveway. Got charm like Southern, he's a real good lover, and he takes me to town every Friday.
Honey, the real
someone who can turn your head around. Well, now, honey, I'm that special one to you. Yeah, there may be a million fish out in that ocean, so you must find one that's right for you somehow. But it's up to you. I'm here for years till the night time disappears. I'm Mr. Right, oh, Mr. Right Now. Love all night long, and in the morning I'd be gone. I'm Mr. Ryan, oh Mr. Right Now. Yeah, there may be a million fish out in that ocean, so you must find one that's right for you somehow.
You guys,
well, it's up to you. I'm here for years till the nighttime disappears. Mr. Ryan, oh Mr. Right Now. I'm Mr. Ryan forever, just until whenever. Mr. Ryan, oh Mr. Right Now.
Garth Brooks with Mr. Right on Country and Community at 1253, and I don't know if I'm Mr. Right, but I am Tim Thied, and I'm hoping you are having a great day, and I want to thank you for making WRCO a part of your day. Sunny outside, beautiful, gorgeous day. We're up to 32 degrees, folks, so hopefully I think we should hit that 38-degree mark predicted by Tony Schumacher. It'd be nice if we got up in the 40s, but we'll just wait as the day goes on, but we will take this weather. Well, we're especially, and at least there's nothing negative on our forecast. That is the main thing. Just wanted to let you know, going on today, the Richland County Veterans Memorial Benefit Dance is being held. And that's going on starting at 1 o'clock today, and it will be going on until 5 at the Phoenix Center. In Richland Center, music will be provided by Monty Berger and the Country Gold Band. There will also be raffles, a silent auction, and food. Admission is a $10 donation. And going on right now in Boscobel, the 13th annual Milk and the Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament, and that's being held at the Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. There's one more shift time left, and that's at 1:30. Cost is $15 per person. Bowlers will receive a free pound of cheese. They will also feature raffles, a dice game, and door prizes.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
Is your future chieftain ready for school? Riverdale Schools will be hosting 4K screening on Tuesday, March 4th. This is for children who will be 4 years old by September 1st, 5-year-olds who didn't attend 4K this year, and 3-year-olds who may have developmental concerns like speech, motor skills, or social development. Give your child a great start. Call Sarah at 608-739-3101 or email sarah.williamson@riverdale.k12.wi.us to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Schools, where learning begins.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO.
Balls downtown construction, bottles breaking, jukebox buzzing, cardboard sign says the Lord is coming, tick, tick, tock. Rumors turn the mills back home, parking lot kids with the speakers blown. We didn't turn it on, but we can't turn it off, off, off. Sometimes I wonder, how did we get here? Seems like all we ever hear is noise. Yeah, we scream, yeah, we shout till we don't. Ain't nothing left of the imagination. Trapped in our phones and we can't make it stop, stop. This noise, yeah, we scream, yeah, we shout till we don't have a voice. In the streets, in the crowds, it ain't nothing but noise. Drowning out all the dreams of this Tennessee boy. Just trying to be heard. Every room doors, all the walls, they all shake with noise. We can't sleep, we can't think, can't escape the noise. We can't take the noise, so we just make noise. Yeah, we scream, yeah, we shout till we don't have a voice. In the streets, in the crowds, it ain't nothing but noise. Drowning out all the dreams of this Tennessee boy. Just trying to be heard in all this noise. All this noise.
Sun and some high clouds today, staying tranquil with a high of 38. Partly cloudy tonight, low 23. Clouding over and warmer tomorrow with a 30% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle by afternoon, high 48. Cloudy tomorrow night with areas of light rain, low 36. Cloudy on Tuesday with occasional rain, heavier late with a high of 51. And rain turning to wet snow by later in the morning on Wednesday and ending in the afternoon. 1 or 2 inches of slushy accumulation is possible. It will be windy with a high of 39.